that Mishnah. This is the source, Hein Mevatlen Isa L'Chatzila. Those four words are not found anywhere in Mishnah. And when it says, Upsnane, Mevatlen Isa L'Chatzila, it means this Mishnah in Besech the Trumas, Perikei, Mishnah Test. Then the Rambam, the Perik Test Love, and Hilchot Nachola Tassuris, Halacha Chafet. Asur levadel ether shel Torah chatzila v'yibidel harei demuter. The Abba became kotsu also chachamim v'asru hakol. Continues the Rambam. V'yeroeli shekeva shehu knat ein otrin hataromet. Hello, al zeh ha'over shevitel ha'isker. Aval acherim hakol mutter. These are the words of the Rambam. The Pesach Mishnah there says that the distinction between shogeg and mezid is found with respect to maaseh shabbos. That is a sugya which the Talmidim can see. He's there with the Mara of the Kovas. He's in Nungil of his bay. However, those who have the Gemara fools in front of them can find the same sugya earlier in the text of Chulin. The Dalit and Vav, the similar dispute is found between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the specific details of whether Kos is Shogeg onto Mezid. Moreover, the Gemara distinguishes between the person himself and others. Therefore, the Rambam extrapolates of the explicit distinction with respect to Maaseh Shabbos, some of the Kukta Shabbos, between the person himself and others, and extend it to the Inyan of Eimavatlet Yisrael Lechatzila. And as a matter of fact, Gemara in Gittin, Nun Gimel and Nun Dalet, links these two disputes. Are there any questions? Ask a question, I know you're here, I know you're listening.
No questions,
no questions, Rabbi.
No questions, okay. No. The tour that I asked to see, Simon Tanitet, CSA, never states explicitly that there is any prohibition to be Mevatel Yisrael Lechatzila. Not a word. Not my discovery. Rabbi Yosef Kaya discovered it. The Beit Yosef on the Mount of Thomas asked this question. Why didn't the Torah tell us if the Rebbe did, if the prohibition to be Mevatel Iser Lechatzila? Anyone have an answer? One suggestion given by one of our favorite tfarim, the Megillah Sefer, in Tzimit Tzadi Tet, Bosei, is that according to the Torah, in fact, there is no Iser. There is no prohibition be Mevatel Iser L'Chatzila. When the Mishnah says, Shogeg person is Mezid, doesn't mean, as with respect to Chilul Shabbos, he's in violation of the halacha, whether Shogeg or Mezid. It means something completely different. If an individual is Mevatel Iser intentionally, is a Knas, which is best described as the Kesef Mishnah there did, as lo ahano mazo, a creed that his action is ineffective. It's not a prohibition, as the Rambam said. It means it is effective. This is a unique position which is attributed to the Torah. Most traditional sources assume, as the Rambam did, there is a prohibition of a mevatlim iser lechatila. What is the level of this prohibition? You turn to the Ran as Adonai Makomot. I believe it's either Lamed Hay of the Bays or Kuf Bays. You have it, I don't. It is the Dibra Maskel, I think the Ika. I believe it's the Kuf Bays at the top of the left hand column. My Torah Shabbat. Ran discusses this issue. And the Ran quotes the Raivit. But the Raivit says, it's a total prohibition. Levatel Isla Khatila. The Torah itself said so. You may ask, where did the Torah say so? The Raivit seems to say, the Torah says so by implication. When it comes to the Zroa B'Shela, Sukkah is a Sechtachulin, that Tadichesa B'Bei, which we learned earlier, Zroa B'Shela is Chidushu, it's an exception to the rule, when we Chidush Lo Garmina. What is the exception to the rule, says the Raivin? The Torah tells us, supposed to cook this Zroa, which is off limits to Yisraelim, together with the Nazir, the El Nazir, which is eaten by Yisraelim. How can we do that? If you're not a Kohen, you may not eat the Zroa. How then can you eat the aisle into which certain amount of taste of the Zroa absorbed? The answer is, it's an exception. Bechidush lo garmina. What's the nature of the exception? Here, the Torah tells us, be mevato isu lechatila. This applies, but elsewhere, Torah tells us, it is prohibited to be mevato isu lechatila. This idea is expressed in the Rashba, Torah Habayis, Bayis Dalit Shar Gimel, on Yom Korah, who says, we derive from Dra B'Shela. Now, if you look in the Ran in front of you, you will find the Ran never said so explicitly that it's derived from Dra B'Shela. This leads the Megillah Sefer in that safe place to ask, how did the Raivit know that Ein Mevatel Isla Chatzila is Asur Min HaTorah? I believe the answer is quite clear in the Torah Sabayis, Bayis Dalet Shar Gimel, where it says that it is derived from Zroa B'Shela. Yalif Mizroa B'Shela. Yalfina Mizroa B'Shela. Interestingly, not realizing this apparently, he quotes Ara'ah, also found in the Maravacomus, and the Kabayis, Bayis Dalit Shar Aleph, Yud Tes of an Aleph and Alfred, and I quote, V'chein B'Din. This is logical. Shelo yeh mutter devar Torah. The Torah would not permit the vatel lechatchila to the mevatel first instance. Atichas the vela. One piece of the vela. Illogical. And the Torah says you may not need the vela. It gives you an easy trick to take the vela, throw it into a pot which has two other pieces, which are indistinguishable, and presto, eat all three. Doesn't make logical sense. The Svara. The Rambam says that it's the Easter of Knas, because you were an absolute violation of this din, whether it be the Raisa or the Rabbanan, one could perhaps infer from that Rambam, I'll read you one more time. Also, the Vat of Easter shall follow the Chachila, be it Bito Areza Mutter, Ahopikain, Kotu also Chachamim. Let me read this. If Aser Vatel is with the Rabbanan, why does he say, the Yisbitl Harei the Mutter? It's Shaka Tazer. Perhaps even imply that the Rabbanan of Jesus arriving, told us that Isis Araisa, and he says, if people Harei the Mutter, to the level of the Araisa. As opposed to the next one, Abhapisha Katsuno, so Chachamim, Tazer I call. Perhaps. Now, this is important to analyze from the perspective of Maaseh Shabbos. Which, as we mentioned before, the Gemara in Gittin explicitly compares to a Devat of Yisrael HaKatim. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches Tif Alef in Hilchot Shabbos. Paskas Agav Yehuda, that with respect to a Malacha D'Oraisa, Tantzu Shogei Tantzu Meivik. By contrast, here in Siman Tzadi Tes, okay, Machaber Paskin, that we read before, based upon the Mishnah Trumas, Mezid Aser Shogeg Mutter. The question becomes, why do we not apply the principle here of Tantzu Shogeg Atu Mezid? Answer it. The Gemara in Gittin explicitly distinguishes between the Oraisas and the Rabbanan in this context. Apparently, as Rabbi Kivega points out, Shchanar holds Ein Vatlet Issa Lechatzila to the Issa Midrabbanan. And with respect to an Issa Midrabbanan, both in Shabbos and with respect to Ein Vatlet Issa Lechatzila, Lo kantu shogeg atu meizid. If this is correct, then according to the Raivin, who holds that ein mevatlet issa lechatzila is a din d'oraisa, you would have to assume kantu shogeg atu meizid. This is written by the Chavad Das in Shifkatan Dalit. This is, of course, true only in a situation in which, for the Bittul, the Dalar Aser was Aser Min HaTorah. What happens if it was mixed in, let's say, Min Bimino Barov? So Min D'Oraisa, Min Bimino is Bundle Barov. Midrabbanan is not require shishim. Min b'she'eino mino, as you know, it depends upon whether tam ki'ikar is d'oraisa, but tam ki'ikar is d'rabbanan. If tam ki'ikar is d'rabbanan, even min b'she'eino mino be butl barot. What happens if someone takes this food, which by Torah law is already butl barot, and he mixes in more head there to be mevato b'shishim, even the rabbi would concede that if it's done to shogeg, it's permissible. Why? He was not in violation of an issa d'oraisa, but the d'oraisa level was mevato before. This is very important. Very important. Okay. questions?
No questions.
No questions. Okay. Now, there is an opinion of the Shach. Let's say, the Halachic view of the writers, that the Yisur de Oraisa, perhaps the nature of the Yisur is, as you mentioned before, lo ahanu mazon, that is, what he did could not be effective. Of course, the question becomes, didn't the Gemara in the Sefer Gittin equate these two Zeres? The Zera comes to Shogeg or to Mezid by Eimavat Nisala Katsila. And the comes to Shogeg or to Mezid if somebody cooked on Shabbos. So how can we say that they're two separate Isurim? One is not Shogeg or to Mezid, and one is separate then of Lo Ahadu Mazal? The answer may be following. According to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who paskin by a bevat nisalak atzila, konsu shoge otu meivit, even though it's drabona, the Gemara wants to know, why don't we make such a knas by an Yisur derabanan from Shabbos? But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who say that with respect to Rabbat Lissel Chatzila, Bishogeg is mother, can say that even with respect to a Doraisa, such a cheetah for Ivan, there's no knas. And this impression conveyed by the Ran. But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter b'shogeg, even according to the Ravin. After all, Ran seriously considered the Ravin's view, and nonetheless, says unambiguously, that there was no knas of shogeg unto Mezid. According to the viewer of Chabadas of Kiveger, he should have said the only time there's no knas shogeg unto Mezid is in a case where by Torah law was bustled before he started, such as the case in which it was already bottled below min divino, or even in the shayno mino, if you hold am ki ikar is midirabonon. Of course, still don't know precisely, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, why is there no zera with respect to bittul iser as there is with respect to Shabbos, if you assume that it is an oraisa of a mevatlet iser lechatzila. We're now going to turn to the definition of shogeg. One simple explanation of shogeg is it's failing by mistake. He mistakenly tipped over a basket of grain, and it fell in to the truma grain. That's one simple case. If you open up the Simon Sadi test, Paz Siv Kotler test, again on the Maravikoka, he says that if somebody is unaware of the prohibition of Ein Mevatlin Hitzel Chatzila, and as a result, with full intention, pours grain of chulin, the grain of truma, to be mevatel it, innocently, We call that in our language Omer Mutter. He thinks it is permissible. Says the Taz, it's considered to be a Shogeg. He's considered to be a Shogeg. Makes an atonement in the Chorus from people of an Aleph Saba. However, you look at the Torah, you get the opposite impression. As long as he intended to pour more grain, not chulin, into the truma or mixture of truma chulin, and he intended thereby achieve a result that the truma will be bundled in there, even though he is unaware that this activity is prohibited, nonetheless, is treated as a mazid. And if one looks at Rashi, Nun Gittin Nun Dalanamit Dibra Maskelin,
what's wrong with the
phone? You lost service. I'm
assuming.
Maybe he's in a tunnel or something? I don't know.
He's still talking.
Just turn on the voice from Skype so he can hear us through that.
Rebbe, we lost.
Hello.
Hi, Rebbe. We lost.
The call.
We lost the call.
Okay, I'm back on now.
We lost him at the tour.
See me again?
At the tour, yeah. We lost you at the tour.
Okay, lost me at the tour. Let's go back to the tour. The tour seems today, but as long as a person purposely added coolant to the truma, even though he was unaware of the fact that it is prohibited to do so, he is still in the category of mazid, and therefore the bittul is ineffective. The Yad Yehuda says so, and points out the Mishnah never tells us explicitly that there is any prohibition in the Vashman Isla Katila. And therefore, the expression "Ein Mevasan Itzalek Achila" has to be retranslated. It doesn't mean "Ein you may not." It means "Ein you cannot." You cannot be Mevasan Itzalek Achila, irrespective of whether you're aware of a prohibition or not. After all, suggested according to the Torah that there is no prohibition, as the Patriarchs have already noted. So here we have a very significant Nafka Mina between the disputes, whether there is an Isser or just it cannot be affected. In the case of Omer Mutter, he thinks it's permissible. According to the Taz, he's called a shogeg. We find elsewhere in Halacha, Omer Mutter shogegu. According to the Tor, Omer Mutter mazid. The mazid just means that he intends to pour the grain of chulin into the truma to mevatel it. It's irrelevant whether he views this as a prohibition or not. And once more, it may not even be a prohibition. We really have a very important distinction, halacha l'maisa, the case of Omer Mutter. Now, what happens in the following situation? The Taz told us it's his custom diet. What if a person has no intention to be levado the Yisr. He's throwing in additional material for a totally extraneous reason. Those of you who have the green Shulchan Aruch can turn back to Siman Pei Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel, which again is on the Maramakama. Talk about the following case. Was honey, and the honey, some ants got mixed into the honey, and we're trying to get rid of it. So how do you do it? You heat up the honey, and then it melts. You hear me?
Yeah.
And then, when it melts, you can strain it. Problem is, when you heat it up, it affects heating ants, which are trace, in honey. Why aren't you in violation? Answer the card. You have no intention to be mevato the Yisr. To the contrary, you want to eliminate the Yisr through the process of straining. You just can't strain something until it's heated and melted. As you look at the shach there, in Siman Pei Dalet, Sifkot Mem, he quotes the Torah in Hilchos Pesach, that you may grind up grain that has a small amount of chametz sticker kernels before Pesach. All year long, if there's some worm-infested small amount of grain. Why? Why? You're just trying to grind it. It's not to be mevatli, it's just trying to grind it in order to be able to bake bread. Interestingly, the Ran in the Sechta of the Zara in Nafe Arif, with days of a day, the Ramatzal Yikoya, both of them are Makamas, asked the following Kasha against the Raivin. How can you Raivin say that it is a Zaraisa? How can you ever kasher a box? Remember we discussed it? Tom Kika the Raisa derives from Yule Midyon, like Kli Ben Yomo. How is it possible? Whatever little bit is coming out of the pot will be Bateo and the remainder of the Tavshil, and you are in violation of Eva Vasa Nisr, Lechatila. That's the Ran's question. The Ran answered. He has no intention to be mevatel the Yisr. He doesn't want to add the contents of the pot to the mix. He just wants to use the pot. The problem is somebody else used it first for trace. But since it was not his intention, the violation of a mevatel chatzila. So Raisa, according to the Raivit, does not exist in this particular case. It's interesting that the Ra'oha, Adaf Yutesh, asks, how is it permissible on Torah level to use the Kizera She'ena Bas Yoma according to Barajba's definition that no Sekhamrish Gav is based upon fiddle. Once again, Eva Vatlin Isser Lechatzila. This is the Ra'ot question against the Rashba. Answer the Rashba in the Mishmeret HaBayis as follows. This is a little tricky. Again, on the Mavar. By Zerola B'Shela, you could, if you wish, cook the Zerola separately and cook the aisle separately. There's an alternative. Since you do not exercise that alternative, but rather choose to cook them together, you are in violation of a mevatel and isser lechatzila Midoraita, except that the Torah made an exception with respect to Zerah B'Shela, Chiddush Logarina, and more than that, from this Chiddush we derive the exception that proves the rule. That normally the Yisr Midoraita, Mevatel Yisr, the Chatzilah. Okay? Because you have an alternative, this violation of this. Contrast it. Whoops. I lost you completely.
We're here.
We still hear you.
We hear you.
You still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
And see, Rebbe.
I am okay. I don't see the video. Well, the shear is almost over anyway, so let's just keep going. If we get the video, I think my driver is looking at the gas station, too, and maybe we'll be able to fix it up. Just one more second. Bear with me. So the question is, how do you use a kli be'ena v'yolo if the vatel is the chatzila? There's no alternative. You can throw it upon the garbage, that's for sure. But that's not what you want to do. That's not considered an alternative. Therefore, whenever there's no alternative, it's considered to be permissible since the kav is of God. You can't, there's no other way to use the pot. That's the Rosh says, Hefse Ikra Hefse Kaelin. The Prelegadim understood this Rosh to mean, Eino Miskame Levatel is Mutter Min HaTorah. So therefore, no problem whatsoever of Ein Levatel Ikra Lechatila. The only reason why we may not use a kli she'ena benyomo is a separate violation of eno benyomo up to benyomo. This is view. Remarkably, we have this question, which is, isn't there a rule that Dover She'eno Miskave is prohibited what we call a sick ratio, what is an inevitable consequence? In our case, it's an inevitable consequence. Now it's stopping for gas. We can get back on the screen.
Rebbe, we can still
hear
you.
It's going to get on screen now.
We can still.
Is he driving?
No.
Rebbe, we can hear you still.
Rebbe,
can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can still hear you.
It.
We can also see.
Okay, so we'll just keep going for a few more minutes. Is there a sick ratio? Here's the answer. The answer is the act of Bittul is not the prohibition. If something is a prohibited act, even if it's a davishen of iskame, if the segregation is prohibited, here your bad kavana to be mishtamesh bittul, to use bittul in order to be matir and iser, that is prohibited. If it's eno iskame, there's no prohibition whatsoever. This is relevant in the following sense. The Beis Yosef that I asked to see, actually take that back. The Kesef Mishnah, the very end of Halacha Papay, discusses the issue of the Mevatel Ikra Chatzila through a Goy. The Bali HaShulchan, Tzidkos Ramad Beis, discusses shvus to shvus. Why? If we pass it against the rabbi, the hit the rabbanon, if I do it, if a guy does it, one level down, and it may be permissible to mock on choli to some of the sick, or a mitzvah, or a tzorech, as you find in the Chol Shabbos, in Shin Zayin, Sif, hey. However, the biurim, Nicholas of Sila, he says a very nice love. When the prohibition is the action, and the action is done by a surrogate of goy, you've knocked it down a peg. And therefore we can say, a shvus to shvus is mutter in a difficult situation. However, when it comes to Englevati Nisala Chatzila, the prohibition is not the action, it's the result. And if it's the result, there's no distinction halachically whatsoever whether a Jew did it or whether a guy did it. And when the Kesef Mishnah says that through a guy is morally hit, look carefully there. He meant there's a fear that people will think that way. People will think they can do it through a guy. And therefore the rabbis had an answer even to the evidence. But in point of fact, there's no distinction. Your machshava ra to utilize bittul to eliminate an iser is a subject prohibition, no distinction through a guy or through a Jew. My clock says 12:15. I apologize for having giving only a chatzis here. And this, for this last part being only a chatzis, not a chatzis here. Only on that video. On Sunday, we will continue with these together. I wish you all a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
All the best. Bye-bye. Bye.